mean, imagine instead of being the physicist or the chemist or the geologist or the astronomer, imagine that you're the forensic scientist, and this rock from space, if you will, is delivered from the sky, and you're sort of at the mercy of what falls from the sky. Unlike the geologist, the cosmochemist, if you will, can't go and get a sample of the asteroid or the meteorite like a geologist can. We can't go out into the field and just simply sample it. So we're at the mercy of what falls from the sky, and we have to make sense of what we find in this particular sample, which dates back to the very beginning of our solar system, which we believe is about 4.57 billion years ago. Okay. So, as I was saying earlier, unlike the chemist who can make, say, organic compounds inside of their laboratory, or inorganic compounds, or if you're the material scientist and you're making semiconductors for use in electronic devices, in this case, meteorites, nature has already done the experiment for us, right? Nature has condensed the material inside of the early solar system, it's preserved the material, and now it's delivered that material to us. And so we use tools from chemistry, from geology, from physics, and from astronomy to make sense of these meteorites. And we use those tools to answer really basic questions. How old is the material? Where did it come from? How did it form? What chemical pathways led to its formation? How was it preserved? And what does that tell us about the origins of Earth, about the origins of life inside of our own solar system? And in the case with the EOS project, we'd like to know is what are the biocritical ingredients that meteorites, for example, may have delivered to Earth, and therefore, what biocritical ingredients could have been delivered to other habitable planetary systems outside that of our own. Okay. And we use very sophisticated tools of chemical and material sciences. We use electron microscopes. We use ion beam microscopes that can probe these materials down to the atomic level so that we understand the chemical components they're made of, the amounts of those chemical components, what their isotopic compositions are, and then we compare those to astronomical measurements of stars, the dust shells around stars, and clouds that exist out in the space between stars, the interstellar medium. And by making comparisons of the astronomical observations to the measurements that we can do on these meteorites in the laboratory, we can gain new insights into how these things are delivered, how they're preserved, and what the biocritical ingredients are that are delivered not just to our own solar system, but also potentially other stellar systems with habitable planets.